What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, June 30th, end of the month here. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room. And a quick little reminder, our third hour guest today will be Leon Hsu with the Sovereign Nation of Hawaii, talking about how Brexit has just spurred on all these independence secession movements all around the world. And so we're going to be talking about that and the legality of Hawaii's statehood. And also, at some point during the second hour, Paul Topetti of the rock band Poker Face is going to be calling on in. This weekend is the Freedom Palooza 2016. And it starts Friday night and runs until Sunday. And there's camping and music and food and all kinds of stuff. So we're going to be talking with Paul about that as well. All righty. Now then, moving right along to the news of the day. Let's start with the political campaigns and the ongoing corruption, which seems never to stop here. Apparently, one of the super PACs backing Hillary Clinton has accepted $200,000 in donations from a company that's holding multiple contracts with the federal government. Despite such contributions are banned. And apparently this is Boston-based Suffolk Construction made two contributions of $100,000 each to Priorities USA, which is backing Hillary Clinton. They're not even trying to hide the corruption any longer. Now, very important article over at Armstrong Economics, and it's asking a question that everybody needs to be asking. Has Hillary Clinton compromised the country? And it's a legitimate question because of all the deals being made with donors to the foundation, her weak email server. And it may be that she's already done a lot of damage to our nation that we're still not finding out about. And in my opinion, one of the strongest reasons to vote against Hillary Clinton is that she is wide open to blackmail by all those nations that bought favors from her as Secretary of State or have copies of the emails off of her private server. We need a president who's going to work for the American people, not foreign interests. We need a president who's going to put America first. Hillary can't. She has sold out throughout her entire career, and now she's owned by the people who bought her. And on that point alone, we should not elect her because she's blackmailable. And the blackmailers are not going to be exerting their control over her for the benefit of the American people. Now, Attorney General Loretta Lynch is now facing calls to recuse herself from the various investigations into the Clintons, the foundation, racketeering, the email server, possibly espionage. Apparently, she was seen having a meeting with Bill Clinton out in Phoenix, a private meeting. And this is obviously a very compromising conflict of interest. Nobody will say what they were talking about. But at this point, yes, Loretta Lynch should step aside. They should have an independent counsel, somebody from outside the Clinton circle and the Department of Justice. But we already know Loretta Lynch is not impartial. She's already come on out and said, I don't think indictments for espionage is really worth our time here, but we're going to sue those global warming deniers out of existence. Now, Charles Ortel over at PhiBetaIota.net is saying that a lot of what was going on in the Clinton Foundation is still hidden. Nobody knows what's going on. But just from what we know right now publicly, there's a serious, serious problem. During its existence, the Clinton Foundation has brought in something like $100 billion. There are zero financial statements, documented cases of wire fraud, solicitation fraud. one of the areas is really relevant because, you know, there was a huge amount of money donated for Haiti after their monster earthquake, $14 billion. Nobody knows where it went. And certainly the people in Haiti didn't see it. So more and more attention is being focused on that foundation. In fact, even the Wall Street Journal had an article, The Clinton Foundation Secrets. And basically, Bill Clinton set the foundation up in 1997 while he was still president. And it's raised money and it's spending it on things like Bill Clinton's presidential library in Arkansas. And most of the donors remain concealed. What they did was set up offices in other countries, and they'd collect the donations together and send them on into the main foundation, simply listed as from the European office, from the Canadian office, without showing who did it. Now, over at the State Department, they're trying to fend off. Okay, and by the way, we're going to say hi to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network right now. We're talking about the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton scandals. The numbers don't add up. Huge amounts of money have gone into that foundation, and nobody knows where it went. Now, over at the State Department, they have issued a decision that they will not release Hillary Clinton's emails for 75 years. And Mark Toner, the spokes drone for the State Department, is out there saying, this is not outlandish. This is perfectly reasonable for us to hide the emails from everybody until you're all dead and could care less. It's obvious there's a cover-up going on there. They're protecting a huge, monumental, government-wrecking secret. And I think I know what it is. Based on the Clintons' 1996 Chinagate scandal, I think Hillary has, we have to ask this question, was she selling U.S. secrets using her weak email server to deliver the information and her charitable foundation to collect and launder the money? It's a perfect system. She didn't have to actually steal the files the way Jonathan Pollard did. She didn't have to go out and mark up mailboxes like Aldrich Ames did. She didn't have to tape the documents underneath a bridge in a park the way Robert Hansen had to do. It's an automatic system. It's absolutely perfect for selling out the nation to foreign interests. And here's where it gets a little more bizarre. There's a headline story over in the Daily Caller where the State Department is saying they will not release emails regarding the Clinton Foundation for 27 months. In other words, long after the election is over. What the heck does the State Department have to do with the Clinton Foundation? Why are they involved at all?
Because there's a cover-up.
And we all know what's going on here. Nigel Farage, in a video interview, took time away from celebrating the Brexit to say he thinks Hillary Clinton is a crook. We know she's a crook. We've got it in the emails. She ordered Jacob Sullivan to strip the classification markings from a document and send it by non-secure means. That is a felony violation of Title 18, Section 793. And it doesn't matter why she did it. It doesn't matter what was in the document. It doesn't even matter if Sullivan ultimately refused to do it. The issuance of that order is the violation. And there's another 14 Title 8 violations that she appears to have broken. But we got her dead to rights on that one. And for Loretta Lynch to look at that and say, I don't think we're going to prosecute Hillary, is ridiculous. It shows how corrupt our entire government has become. It shows the entire government is terrified of Hillary Clinton. Because over the last quarter of a century, she and Bill have been on the inside of all the dirt. Iran, Contra, CIA, cocaine smuggling and sales into this country. They know where all the dead bodies are buried. They know how they got to be dead bodies. We've been hearing very troubling rumors that Hillary's campaign is sending out messages saying, if you do not make Hillary the president, we're going to start ruining careers, possibly bring down the entire government as well. Now, a lot of attention has been focused on Huma Abedin, who was married to Anthony Weiner, he of the cell phone scandal. And rather interestingly, it turns out that on 9/11, Huma Abedin, Hillary's closest associate now, was working at the London offices of the Institute for Muslim Minority Affairs and the Journal for Muslim Minority Affairs. And Huma worked in the offices as the assistant editor of the Journal for Muslim Minority Affairs. And the U.S. government wanted to put this organization on a list of terrorist funders. And now Huma is hand in glove with Hillary Clinton. Another very alarming article out here. This is coming from AmericanLookout.com. The Democratic Party is waging open war on the Bill of Rights. And let's be honest and fair, it's not just the Democrats. Remember what George W. Bush said about the Constitution, a blankety-blank piece of paper? And Hillary Clinton's out there campaigning on a bunch of new rights, the right to affordable health care, which the Affordable Care Act made health care unaffordable. The right to a college education, as long as you're willing to go tens of thousands of dollars into student loan debt. The right to a livable wage, which is always a campaign issue here. But the existing established rights in the Bill of Rights are under attack. They want to target the First Amendment so that they can punish anybody who criticizes Israel or even criticizes the immigration situation or questions human-caused global warming. They certainly want to take away that Second Amendment. And they're also out for that Fifth Amendment, the right to not be forced to incriminate yourself in a crime. It's a return to Code Napoleon. We already know the damage they've done to the Fourth Amendment. They're at war on the soul of the United States of America, what it means to be America. Now, so far, Team Clinton has spent $26 million on advertising in the battleground states this month. Trump didn't run any ads at all. I think he's saving his money for the big final push. And despite that overwhelming advertising advantage, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are neck and neck in the polls. Now, their latest poll from Rasmussen has Donald Trump in the lead by 4 points. And Hillary's camp is out there scrambling to find any polls that show her still in the lead. But the trend is very, very obvious. The trend is my friend. Now, Donald Trump finally came out with his speech about the Clinton scandals. And they numbered 50, and they issued a press release, which actually only had 49 of them. And Breitbart basically got a copy and did some fact-checking and said, yeah, all of this stuff is backed up by official government documents saying, yes, these things did happen. And that's an article that you need to copy off and send to all your friends who still think Hillary Clinton is an angel. And here's where it gets to be a little bit darker. This story is coming out of getoffthebs.com. And apparently, the individual who tried to grab a security officer's gun and shoot Donald Trump, Michael Stephen Sanford, was apparently at this training camp run by the FBI, right alongside Orlando Patsy Omar Mateen and James Howell, who was supposed to be another Patsy out in California, but got scared and realized he was being set up to be killed and turned himself into the Santa Monica police. So it wasn't just some goofball trying to get at Trump. That was a serious attempt. And I'm glad it was stopped. And it won't be the last. I'll tell you that right now. Okay, Obama is himself being sued, actually the Obama administration, and it all sort of began with the State Department acknowledging that they had been lying to the corporate media and justifying it, saying it's acceptable for the government to lie to the corporate media for the sake of diplomacy. Well, it doesn't matter. The government has admitted they're lying to the corporate media. That's a major philosophical victory. And apparently the State Department went back and deleted that exchange. They're trying to Orwellize it. This has, in fact, triggered a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit to get the original tapes and transcripts, where the government basically said, yeah, we're lying to you. We've got good reason. Just take our word for it. A lot of Orwellizing going on these days. Okay, speaking of lawsuits, more than 100 Bernie Sanders donors have gotten together to sue Debbie Wasserman Schultz for fraud, for rigging the Democratic presidential primary in favor of Hillary Clinton. And they're suing not only Debbie Wasserman Schultz, they're suing the Democratic National Committee in the Southern District Court of Florida, citing negligence, misrepresentation, and other claims. Now, this was all triggered after Guccifer 2 published emails that showed the Democratic National Committee, since May of 2015, was working with Hillary Clinton to win this election. Now, the Democratic National Committee's own bylaws say that the Democratic National Committee, and especially that chairperson, have to remain impartial and even-handed among all the nominees put forward during the primary process. And obviously they were not. The lawsuits are really starting to pile up from all the cheating and bias and everything going on here. Bernie Sanders, to his credit, is still refusing to quit the presidential race. He's going to go all the way to the convention. He's got 1,900 delegates. And I'm sure that somewhere in his heart of hearts, he's hoping that somebody somewhere is going to finally come forward with the incontrovertible proof that Hillary is a crook. She's a felon. She is not suited to be president of the United States of America. Something so rock solid, even those bimbos on The View, whose entire political philosophy is, we need a woman as president. We don't care if it's, you know, Elizabeth Bathory, Vampirella. We don't care. You know, we it's got to be a woman. These are the same people who told us to vote for Obama just because he was black. And look what a disaster that turned out to be. By the way, somebody put together this very funny story called Obamaville. And it's based on the melody of Margaritaville. And it is funny. And it's something you should memorize if you have a habit of going out to karaoke bars. Ask them to play Margaritaville and sing it with the new words. That'll be a lot of fun. So, Bernie Sanders, good for you. Stay in it. Got a long way to go to the convention. Got a longer way to go to Nevada. To November. And who knows what's going to happen? Even the corporate media is starting to say we have to pay attention to what was going on with the foundation and the email server. Because the independent media is giving it so much coverage, people are calling up newspapers and TV stations and saying, look, this is all over the internet. Why aren't you covering it? And the usual disclaimer of, oh, well, you can't believe anything you say on the internet, just isn't gaining any traction anymore, because we all know you can't believe anything that's coming out of the corporate media. And the polls show most Americans no longer trust the corporate media and the government, with very good reason. Now, then turning over to the war zones, LiveLeak has a video by the Iraqi army about how they smashed an ISIS convoy. And it really was a large convoy. But the postscript on this is that the U.S. coalition refused to bomb this ISIS convoy and prevented all fixed-wing aircraft to enter the area. So they went in and used helicopters to do the task. And this is one more confirmation. The U.S. is protecting ISIS and Al-Qaeda because they work for the U.S. government. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And moving on to the economy, there's been another shock to Deutsche Bank. Their shares are down 3%. That's a major hit. They're starting to draw criticism from the Federal Reserve and the IMF, and they deserve it. Deutsche Bank could be the spark that takes down the European Union. Now, we know Deutsche Bank was involved in all these frauds like LIBOR. They paid all these token fines. Even the corporate media finally started putting together the pieces and realized a lot of these strange banker deaths involved bankers connected to Deutsche Bank, which means somebody was trying to sever a line of evidence. So, anyway, moving on here. Another article from Oraz.com. Who's getting rich off the student debt crisis? And basically they're saying Congress passed law after law after law to make student debt the worst kind of debt for Americans and the best kind for the banks and debt collectors, because they're plunging young people into debt who have a lot of years to work and pay that debt off. Nobody wants to bother driving old people into debt. They're not going to be around that long. And who knows? They're going to start trying to find some way to get high schoolers deep into unpayable debt. That's the slave chain that's out there. That's what private central banks do. They enslave the people with an obligation of debt to control them and to control the nation. It's ruled by compound interest, ruled by usury. And it's no more legitimate a form of governance than rule by divine right or rule by slavery. And like those former failed systems, it only works as long as you let yourself get brainwashed into thinking that's the way the world is supposed to be. So we all need to become private central bank heretics and understand private central banks do not serve the people. They do not serve the nation. They don't even serve the economy. They serve themselves. Now, the Brexit finger-pointing is continuing. Everybody is trying to blame somebody else. And you know, they didn't go along with the plan. They did this. They did that. Alan Greenspan is saying that if the economy is to crash now, we can all blame Great Britain for it. They've already fitted out Great Britain to be the scapegoat. What is bringing on the crash is the fact that our economic system, based on a debt currency, creates... Hello?
Up, sleepy?
We have somebody on the line here with us?
No, I'm still filming.
Okay, who is this? Okay, I guess it's a technical room issue or something. Okay, so... Alan Greenspan is fitting out Great Britain to be the fall guy, the scapegoat for the coming crash. But we know the reason for the crash is all this accumulated debt. Because we live in an economic system that by design creates more debt than money with which to pay the debt. And it's about to all come crashing down and they're looking for somebody to blame it on. They can't blame it on the Russians or the Chinese or the terrorists or something. They'll blame it on Great Britain now. Now, up in Scotland, as you know, the official election results on the Brexit showed Scotland firmly wanted to remain with the European Union. And following the success of the Brexit vote, the Scottish National Party, Nicola Sturgeon, basically said, well, we're going to have a new independence referendum, and then we're going to join the European Union just to show you what for. Well, it's in the European Union Charter that new members have to be approved by all the countries. And Spain and France are already out there saying, no, we're not going to let Scotland in. Now, maybe Nicola is playing a fast one, because the Scottish National Party is actually very Eurosceptic. And maybe she wants that independence referendum to become an independent country, and then they'll just back off on this whole idea of the EU. But she's using the EU membership to get financial and political support for an independence referendum. Meanwhile, over in Germany, Angela Merkel is saying there's no way back for Britain. Once you leave, you're gone. And who knows? Maybe they'll invade again. Didn't work out too well the last time. We'll be right back after commercials.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the European Union. We're talking about the Brexit. And by the way, have you noticed the global stock markets are right back up where they were before the Brexit vote? The economic meltdown everybody was warning would happen if the Brexit vote passed didn't happen. The sell-off was triggered by the fear-mongering, not by the reality. Now, Merkel is out there saying that there's no way for Britain to come on back and we're not going to do business with them unless they open their borders to refugees. And she's making all these statements here. But the actual reality is that if Angela Merkel does not have a free trade deal with Great Britain, it's going to hit Germany's economy really hard. On the order of 750,000 German jobs will be lost. And that's significant. Now, over at the Washington Post, which enjoys the reputation of sort of representing the establishment view about things, they actually had an article that Brexit is a reminder that some things shouldn't be decided by the people. And we know they've got this elitist attitude of we're running the world and you voters don't get in the way. Now they're being open about it. The Washington Post actually came on out saying that large global issues like the global government shouldn't be left up to the voters. We know what's best. Well, they know what's best for their own wallet. They know what's best for their own glory. They don't care what's best for you and I and the rest of America. So what if millions are suffering and struggling in poverty? It's a small price to pay for the dream of a single global government. Which, by the way, Hillary Clinton was advocating for. We posted that video to whatreallyhappened.com. She's a globalist. She probably wants that golden throne of planet Earth all for herself somewhere down the road. Now, getting onto that issue of illegal immigration, Barack Obama actually came on out and said that illegal immigration is the lowest it's been since 1970. And I think that is the stupidest thing to come out of this administration ever since Hillary Clinton said we didn't lose anybody in Libya. Now, Obama is on the warpath against Donald Trump because Donald Trump believes in strong borders, as President Eisenhower did. And Donald Trump believes that if anybody comes into this country through the legal immigration process, that they adapt to our culture, our language, our way of life, which was also a position espoused by President Theodore Roosevelt. But Barack Obama is out there screaming that Donald Trump's rhetoric, it's xenophobic. It's racist. It's exclusionary. Now, everybody understands that one of the reasons there was such a landslide vote in favor of Britain leaving the European Union was all the harm they have suffered from these refugees. And they've tried to keep it out of the media, but they can't control social media and they can't control the independent media. And it has been a disaster for the indigenous people there. And all these articles coming on out about how, you know, the whites have to go away and make room for all these other... That's not helping things one tiny bit. Now, up in Germany, refugees committed more than 200,000 crimes last year. That's almost double the figure from 2014. And also in Germany, according to a story from the... Gatestone Institute, the rape crisis in Germany is getting worse. Public spaces are becoming dangerous for women and children. But of course, here in the U.S., if you complain, you'll get arrested, especially up there in Idaho. They're trying to hide from you that there is a major downside to this open borders agenda. As I've mentioned before, it's a filtering process. When you look at the source countries from where these people are coming from, the people who are doing well, who are successful, they're not going to leave. They're going to stay. We know that the refugees coming through Turkey, Erdogan is keeping the trained and skilled ones to help Turkey's economy. And what's coming out the end of that pipeline are the dregs. And they're acting like it. So, I mean, President Eisenhower with his Operation Wetback, boy, can you imagine somebody coming out with that in today's politically correct environment? You can't say that! You can't say that! Well, back when Eisenhower was president, people could say what they meant. But he closed that border to Mexico with only 10% of the resources the current Immigration Customs Enforcement Department has. That's because most of the people in ICE are being given jobs caring for the illegal immigrants. Now, George Soros is on the warpath against Angela Merkel. He's blaming her for the loss of the Brexit vote. And basically, Soros is out there saying that Merkel's open-door policy is what's caused the migrant crisis. Forgetting to mention that a lot of George Soros-funded non-governmental organizations were down there in these Middle Eastern countries saying, yeah, go to Europe, you're going to get all this free stuff. Now, over in France, as you know, there's been this ongoing protest riot over labor reform, which is another word for austerity. You must work more, expect less, we need to keep the bankers happy. And Francois Hollande has been taking a very tough tone about going all the way, like calling out the army. There's been a lot of violence by the police against the French protesters. And the French protesters now appear to be winning, because now Hollande has said, all right, he's going to meet with the union leaders and possibly look at softening some of the labor reform policies. So he's backing down a little bit. If those union leaders are smart, they're going to just say, no, you kill it. We're not going to let you have even any of this stuff because it harms the workers. And we're seeing the same short-sighted thinking in France that we see in the United States. There's all this debt that's built up. There are all these companies that want to sell things. And yet the push is on to shove wages and salaries down. It doesn't make any sense. If you want people to go to those shopping malls and buy products, buy stuff at the supermarket, you've got to create an economy with high-paying jobs that match the cost of living in this country. That's just common sense. The only possible explanation for this continuous down pressure on wages and salaries is part of the globalist agenda. They have to reduce every nation on earth down to third world poverty before they can really drop those borders. Now, more is coming out regarding the CIA's torture centers. And apparently the CIA paid Romania millions of dollars for permission to set up this little torture dungeon there. This goes back to President George W. Bush. And there's a reality everybody needs to look at. The United States government uses torture. The United States government uses torture. What does torture get you? It gets you whatever the person being tortured thinks the torturer wants to hear. You talk to any intelligence professionals, they're going to tell you torture does not produce reliable information. It produces politically expedient confessions. They had to waterboard Khalid Sheikh Mohammed something like 180 times before he confessed to being the mastermind of 9/11. And even then, that wasn't enough. They had to torture his kids in front of him. During World War II, there was an interrogation unit for the Allies that got a lot of information out of captured German soldiers, especially pilots. They didn't use torture. They made friends with them. They gave them good food. They took them out of their prison, walked them around, let them see the culture that they were making war on. And the Germans said, yeah, I think maybe our side wasn't in the right. And they got a lot of accurate factual information that way. If the U.S. government is using torture, they're doing it to force people to say things that can be put in the media to say, oh my goodness, there's a terrorist attack coming. You know, the ISIS wants to come and kill you. I mean, for all you Franz Kafka fans out there, you need to remember the U.S. government tortured innocent Iraqis to death to find nuclear weapons that turned out never to have existed. Now imagine that you're in this prison, nobody knows where you are, you're being tortured. They say, where are the nuclear weapons? Where are the nuclear weapons? And you keep saying, I have no idea that there are any at all. And it's not what the torturer wants to hear. What are you going to do? You're going to say, oh yes, I've got a nuclear bomb hidden in my laundry hamper. So when you look at the growing political situation around the world right now, and you're trying to figure out who's the good guy and who's the bad guy, start with the fact that the U.S. government is engaging in torture. That's a good place to start. Now then, a little bit of good news. This has to do with the Tourism Suppression Agency, as I like to call them. And apparently over in Twin Cities, there's this man who missed his flight because the TSA line was so long. And he has filed a lawsuit against the TSA and the Twin Cities airport operator for the price of the airline ticket he had to buy on another flight to get to where he was going. And I think that's a good idea. If the TSA makes you miss your flight, sue them for the new ticket. Sue the airport operator. Now, we're getting another dose of Booga Booga, where CIA Chief Brenner is out there saying the Islamic State is likely planning to attack the United States. Well, we already know ISIS and Al-Qaeda actually work for the U.S. government. Look at the way that the U.S. military protects ISIS in Iraq. Look at how the U.S. military was protecting ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria. And then you have those official U.S. government documents that have been brought out through Freedom of Information Act requests showing the Obama administration was supporting ISIS and Al-Qaeda to use as proxies to get Bashar al-Assad. It's right out of George Orwell's 1984. Government manufactures the enemy that they scare you with, and that's exactly what's going on here. And the terror attacks aren't getting any traction anymore. People don't react to them. There have been too many. And more people have come to understand there are serious problems with the official story. I think they've basically worn that tactic out, which doesn't mean they're not going to do it again. And obviously, we should be very concerned about Monday's July 4th holiday and the upcoming Rio Olympics, because apparently security there is very weak due to the financial realities in that country. In fact, there was a story where apparently the beach where they're going to have the Olympic volleyball event, it's already in use by the teams practicing, there was a mutilated body washed up on the beach from the ocean. That's going to rattle a few nerves here. All right, so let's talk about guns and the gun grabbers. Because the latest argument coming out from the government is there are terrorists out there who want to harm you. There are crazy mass shooters who are out there who want to hurt you. And therefore, you should give up your guns in the name of national security. Which is ridiculous. Because statistics have shown when a population is allowed to exercise their right of self-defense, crime goes down. In fact, there was a rather interesting story that came out the other day. Back in 1973, there was a Delaware high school. Somebody called in a shooting threat. Now, juniors, seniors, and teachers went to their cars and trucks and got their firearms and stood guard at the doors. And no shooter ever arrived. That's how you do it. That's how you prevent these things from happening. Now, here's where it gets really kind of Twilight Zone. Remember that Paris false flag? Oh, the terrorists, they're coming to get you. Well, apparently, they were trying to find where these weapons came from. Because France has strict gun control. The terrorists aren't supposed to get these guns. Where did they get this gun? Turns out, at least one of the guns used in last November's Paris terror attack came from the Fast and Furious program. Now, the gun grabbers have been pushing this idea that gun dealers, gun makers, should be held liable for the crimes committed with the weapons they provide. So, under that reasoning, it looks like Barack Obama is guilty of the terrorist attack in Paris, because he provided at least one of the weapons through that Fast and Furious program. And that's really where it gets bizarre. You have the President of the United States of America demanding we give up military-style semi-automatic weapons. At the same time, they're spending your tax money to give full military, fully automatic weapons to Mexican drug cartels and terrorist groups in Syria. Seems a little hypocritical to me. Seems a little double standard, actually. Finally, as you know, over in West Virginia, they have been having horrendous floods. Because last winter, they got a huge amount of snow. That stuff we were all told was a thing of the past by the global warming people. And as it melted, it created huge, huge floods. The police are not able to guard the neighborhoods against looters. So the West Virginia residents, with their legally owned firearms, have formed their own patrols to protect their homes. And that is a legitimate reason for the people to keep and bear arms. I remember the Los Angeles riots when the Rodney King verdict came on down. And the LAPD ran like heck. And they left all those business owners to protect their stores. The business owners ran down to the gun store, ran smack into that waiting period. Then the LA City Council banned ammunition sales. The rioters had guns, or they stole them, or they stole the ammunition. It was the law-abiding citizen who suffered. Got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every
day. And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go to the phones. Clint in Las Vegas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. I was a couple things. I've been offline. I had, I don't know if you already touched on this, but Lynch met Bill Clinton yesterday at Phoenix. They said they were talking about grandkids and golf scores and stuff like that. And I guess today we found out what they were talking about, because now it looks like she wants to seal 27 months of the foundation records over at the State Department, which I don't know why there would be any foundation records over there at all, unless there's a massive conflict of interest.
There shouldn't be, but the fact is these, you know, they're all public records, and they don't really have a legal basis for withholding Hillary's emails for 75 years or anything to do with that foundation for 27 months. This is all about protecting Hillary's chances for November.
She's got to be in between a rock and a hard spot. I mean, if she doesn't, it's obstruction of justice. If she does, she winds up in Fort Marcy Park.
Well, then the smart thing for her to do is recuse herself and let somebody else, take the hot seat.
Yeah, go get a job. All I have, Mike.
Yeah, good luck in this economy. That's why people in government are trying to protect the government, because if that comes down, they're going to have to actually find real jobs, and they are not out there in this economy. Okay?
All right.
All right, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Now, we're talking about gun grabbers and so forth, and every time the gun grabbers open their mouth, gun sales go up. And according to an article over an Investment Watch blog, apparently somebody's been researching gun sales. They're saying a lot of people are saying they're buying guns now because they know if Hillary steals the White House, she's going to do everything she can to end that Second Amendment. Now, she may try and do it with some kind of executive order. I mean, if you think Obama has been abusing the executive orders, wait till you see Hillary. Remember, it was during Bill Clinton's term in office that they started mutating the executive order into a law-creating mechanism. They used to joke about it, saying, stroke of the pen, law of the land. Pretty cool. Now, down in Orlando, a couple of interesting developments there. The FBI has now asked all of the agencies who responded to the Pulse nightclub to refuse all requests for records. Don't want any of them getting out. Now, these are all public records. Police department records, fire department records, ambulance records, these are all considered public records and subject to the Freedom of Information Act. And the FBI is out there telling people, don't give those things out. And they may have a really good reason for doing that, which we'll talk about as soon as we come back from our top of the hour station identification.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.